The Pursuit of Dreams, What You Dream About Can Make a Difference, by Charles Knowlton. Read by William Williams. There was a time when my brother and I searched for hidden treasure on the farm, and we certainly left holes everywhere we went. As kids, we spent hours in the hot sun digging. It was not hard work, because we shared a common, if childish, dream, and it was real to us at the time. Too many of us have lost the excitement of having a dream. Of course, we have to qualify what we mean by dreams. We understand that some dreams are fantasies, like the imaginary buried treasure of my youth, and are worthless, while some are real hopes and goals that we work for and seek to achieve. There are also literal dreams, as everyone knows, the kind we have in our sleep, and they can be pleasant, as when some of us dream of flying, or they can be sad or frightening. Some people even believe that these dreams can have spiritual or prophetic importance, and this can definitely be the case, as we will see. However, no matter what form or definition they take, dreams are significant, and very important in the Bible. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29, verse 18, King James Version. When there is no vision, some might even say no hope for a better future, no dream, people become discouraged. And sometimes, when our hopes or dreams, however good, become unattainable for various reasons, we must learn to change our hopes and find a new dream that ultimately makes life worth living. This is not always easy, but the Bible offers a way to do just that, with an ultimate goal that can give hope in the darkest of times. There was a very special dream, one that came to a man in his sleep, was filled with prophetic meaning, and predicted the coming of a Savior whose life and work represent the greatest dream of all, and it is very soon to become a reality. The book of Daniel reveals, "Now, in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him." Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. The story goes on to tell how the king wanted someone to interpret the dream, and finally asked God's servant, Daniel. And by the awesome revelation of God, Daniel was able to tell the meaning. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Verse 19. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar, inspired by God, was interpreted through a dream also given by God to Daniel. Daniel's dream detailed 5 world-ruling kingdoms or governments, with the final one to be an everlasting kingdom. History shows that the Babylonian, Persian, Greek, and Roman empires have all come and gone, and that one more remains. And, in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Verse 44. Reading about these dreams can help revitalize ours, if we have ears to hear. They show us a future greater than any buried treasure, a true pearl beyond value. Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 to 46. 4 kingdoms have come and gone, the 5th is on the horizon. In the New Testament, Peter's sermon on Pentecost reminded the people of the prophecies of Joel. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams." Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Spending all your energy digging for physical treasure or sitting idly waiting for the lottery are futile pursuits. However, visualizing a world of peace can be the best medicine you can take. That world will come about whether we participate or not. So, why not blow the dust off your Bible and capture a true dream, one that Daniel prophesied years ago and that you can be a part of?